Major vessels inside the chest, which caused a massive amount of blood loss, which probably resulted in his death.
Did he lose consciousness right away, do you think, from the time of war?
I'm certain that he was dead at the moment that the first shot hit his body. His wife was with him at the time of the injury and indeed accompanied him to the emergency department. She is not at the hospital. Can make no comment as to the type of weapon other than it was obviously a gun. The exact type of gun is uncertain at this time. There was a significant injury to the large blood vessels within the chest, and a significant amount of blood was lost in the left side of the chest, which probably resulted in his death.
Doctor, does it appear that the shots were fired from close range?
It's impossible for me to tell exactly the range from which the shots were fired. It's impossible to tell if he was shot from the center or from behind.
How was he brought
here? He was brought to the hospital by police vehicle.
In essence, you never had a chance.
That's probably the case. He was dead at the time that he arrived at the hospital. I understand that the transport from his residence, which is slightly less than a mile from the hospital, took only several minutes. I don't think it would have been possible to resuscitate him by any means.
Who was with him when he came in?
I do not know exactly who was with him. Who he was accompanied to the emergency department by his wife.
What was her automatic weapon you shot seven times?
I don't know.
No, how did his wife say?
I don't know that Mr. Lynn was dead and if he did what he was.
I did tell his wife that he was dead, and she was most distraught at the time and found it quite hard to accept. But she is no longer at the hospital. Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you, Doctor. Hours later, he was killed. And here's a piece of that interview where he talks about his new life.
The Beatles had the top five numbers at one time, right? So I can never get more than I've ever had in that respect. I'm not saying I could never have four, five numbers at once because that's wishing myself bad luck. But let's face the reality. I've had the boyhood thing of being the Elvis and getting my own spot on the show. I want to be with my best friend, my wife. Who could ask for anything more?
Who could ask for anything more? He also talked about the Fantasy album, Double Fantasy.
We feel like this is just the start now, you see. Double Fantasy, this is the first album. I know we worked together before. We even made albums together before. But we feel like this is the first album. I feel like we've... Nothing happened before today.
And that's the major irony. Starting all over, this is the start. The new album, the new era for John Lennon. John Lennon dead at 40 years old, a senseless murder. We at KLOS, of course, are going to be having all the details, everything we can get. We're going to be talking, we understand the crowds are still out there at the Dakota apartment in New York City, and we're going to be talking, of course, to people standing around and their thoughts and our thoughts of what it means to lose John Lennon.
Is that Larry? Are you complete? Thank you. I think that I'm still. I can only equate it to when we lost John F. Kennedy. I mean, maybe people are not going to go along with that, but I mean, that, I feel that way. That's
many people have expressed that very sentiment.
Okay, the news has been brought to you by Palachek's Jewelers, famous for diamonds and fine jewelry for three generations. Palachek's is in the Fox Hills Mall, Glendale Galleria, Lakewood Center Mall, El Cajon, and Bakersfield. Larry will be back. As he as needs be, when he gets more details from out of New York City about the lead.
Does he live a life of ease? Every one of us has all we need. Sky of blue and sea of green. In our yellow submarine. We all live in the yellow submarine. Yellow submarine.
Yellow submarine, I've got a feeling inside, oh yeah. got a feeling, yeah. Everybody had a hard year. Everybody had a good time. Everybody had a wet dream. Everybody saw the sunshine. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Everybody had a good year. Everybody let their hair down. Everybody pulled the socks up. Everybody put the cool down. Oh, yeah.
KMET, Los Angeles. And the word again tonight, John Lennon has died in New York after being shot. And we do have a little more information. Apparently somebody has talked to John Lennon's producer, Jack Douglas, and he said that John had been at the Record Plant Studios tonight and doing some bits, and that Lennon had left about 10:30, said he was going to get something to eat. He was with Yoko and a few friends and said then he was going to take off home. A man named Sean Straub says he was walking south near 72nd Street on the Upper West Side of New York when he heard four shots ring out. He said he went around the corner to Central Park, actually Central Park West, if you've been there, just in time to see Lennon being put in the back of a New York City police car. Straub said that people told of hearing six shots. Some people said Lennon was hit twice, but police said he was hit in the back. Straub said others on the street told him the assailant had been crouching in the archway of the Dakota. Lennon arrived in the company of his wife, and the assailant opened fire. He said the suspect, a pudgy kind of man, 35 to 40 years old, with brown hair, was put into another police car. Witnesses say the man had a smirk on his face when police took him away. And I guess it doesn't matter now. We've lost another one. We've lost John Lennon. He died tonight in New York City, and I don't think we ought to be too crying on the phones about it. I mean, John wouldn't like it. Just roll over, Beethoven. You got a brother, and he'd be coming to you, KMET. We'll be right back.
was very brief. He is obviously distressed. He looked very haggard. He said only that he was shocked. He was not particularly friendly to the press, and he seemed mostly just to be in a mood to get off and be on his own.
I think we can all understand that. Geraldo Rivera, who had just finished up an interview with John Lennon over the past few weeks, had this to say today.
It was very clear from the way he and Yoko were responding, just generally, their mood, their buoyancy, that they were very optimistic about the future, that clearly they were bent on coming back to music, coming back to the professional life, coming back to the public life, making music again, going to the people with his latest creations. They were very, very up on the fact that, John was back in the mainstream of rock and roll again.
Bob Mackin, the author of Rock Music Sourcebook, had this to say.
It's just tragic. It doesn't make sense. And, you know, you sit here and you think about it, and, you know, maybe Sean is sleeping through this whole thing, and, my heart goes out to Yoko. This has to be overwhelming.
Alan Williams, the Beatles' first manager, said,
I've got the same sad gut reaction as I did when President Kennedy was assassinated. I think it'll have the same world impact, especially for the youth. Of the world, John Lennon will be remembered as the greatest rock and roll musician that ever lived.
Anita Harris, who was president of the Beatles fan club when it broke up back in 1973, was asked how she felt when she heard the news that John Lennon had been gunned down, that John Lennon had been murdered.
There was hatred, first off, for the man that was responsible for that. And then I was hurt because it was so senseless And I just kept thinking, why him? What did he do?
Concert promoter Sid Bernstein in New York about John Lennon, the Beatle, back in the old days.
He was a warm, penetrating human being, interesting human being. A tongue-in-cheek, having fun with everything that was going on around him. The humorous one, and the leader at that time of the group.
Cousin Brucey, a New York jock, remembered this about John Lennon today.
He always used to look at me every time we met, and he would say to me, why, Cousin Brucey? And I didn't understand at first, but what he was searching for was an answer to why this almost hysterical, this almost religious, political reaction from the young people of the United States, which incidentally spread to the older people, the middle-aged people of the United States. He couldn't understand why it was not only idolization of the music, but it was much deeper than that. And John Lennon, being a very, very sensitive, gentle person, realized that there was a tremendous thing happening here. It was a big responsibility that the Beatles were going to take on.
Bob Mackin once again on how today has gone for him.
Just watching the whole story unfold, and you hear the old flashbacks, the Beatle records and all of the your mind, all your recollections of the Beatles and John Lennon and the smiling faces that were associated with the Ed Sullivan shows and the innocence that the Beatles first brought to us. It seemed like we all matured at the same time, and we all hung our adolescent star with the Beatles.
His latest album, Double Fantasies, disappearing from record stores today. Just yesterday, John Lennon and his wife Yoko Ono were saying this.
We feel like this is just the start now. You see, Double Fantasies. This is the first album. I know we worked together before. We even made albums together before. But we feel like this is the first album. I feel like nothing happened before today.
All right, you two hip characters out there. This Saturday afternoon at the Chandel Jewelry Store in the Cerritos Mall, it's showtime. Starring the big guy himself, Professor Joseph Ph.D. Rylance, and also on hand, a special two-hip Santa Claus, and also a very special two-hip guest star. And if you want to find out who that special star is, and if you want to see the owner and operator of the Big Guy Beer Brewery, direct from Cleveland, Ohio, and if you want to get a special goodie from the KLOS 2-Hit Santa Claus, come on out this coming Saturday afternoon, December 13th, to the Chandel Jewelry Store near Robinson's in the Cerritos Shopping Center in Cerritos. 2-Hit time is about 12:30 in the afternoon. So whatever you have to do to get there, call in sick at work, take an extra hour for lunch, or tell your friends that you are going to get some 2-Hit party goodies, whatever it takes, do it. Just don't miss out. Chandel Jewelry is this Saturday afternoon in the Cerritos Shopping Center in Cerritos.
All right, let's go out to the ABC Entertainment Center right now, where there's a candlelight vigil going on right now, a memorial service of sort for John Lennon. Larry Jacobs, are you with us?
Yes, Cal. There are several hundred with me around the Christmas tree here at the plaza level at the ABC Entertainment Center. It's a very somber affair. Everybody just standing around at this point. Not too much talking going on. Of course, the whole idea is to sit around with old friends and remember what it was like during the Beatle era, remember what we've lost here today and what we could have had in the future with a new John Lennon. And we'll sit with old friends and talk, and we'll hear from B. Mitchell Reed and other people. We'll talk about their experiences with the Beatles, and there's plenty of room, so don't be afraid to come down.
Okay, Larry, thank you very much. That's at the ABC Entertainment Center. Let's see, Santa Monica and Olympic. There's Avenue of the Stars running between Santa Monica Boulevard and Olympic Boulevard. KLOS invites you to go down and share sorrow. I don't know, I guess we're all kind of in shock. A lot of people saying they haven't felt like the way since the John F. Kennedy assassination, that type of thing. Heavy, heavy day, and no fun to be sure, but I guess getting together, remembering, and sharing the sorrow helps a little bit. Bring a candle if you can. That's on the plaza level of the ABC Entertainment Center. All right, moving along here for the living, we have the ski resorts.
KMET and John Lennon from the Let It Be album, The Word Tonight. Of course, John Lennon shot in New York. David Perry with you, and for just a few more minutes, Tim Ladd should be up next. One final time, we've had many people calling and wanting to hear the sounder that we had a little earlier, about 45 minutes or so ago. So the information as we have it from Dan Murphy in New York.
Police have taken a man they describe as a local screwball into custody following the fatal shooting of former Beatle John Lennon outside the Manhattan apartment building where he lived. Police say Lennon, who turned 40 in October, was pronounced dead at a nearby hospital shortly after the shooting. Lennon was shot outside the Dakota, the century-old luxury apartment house where the singer-songwriter lived with his wife, Yoko Ono. Passers-by say Lennon and Ono drove up in front of the Dakota, and a man who had been standing in the entranceway fired at him several times. One witness says the suspect had a smirk on his face as police took him away. Dan Murphy in New York.
I read the news today, oh boy, about a lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh. I saw the photograph. He didn't notice that the lights had changed. A crowd of people stood and stared. They'd seen his face before. Nobody was really sure he was from the house of law. I saw a film today, oh boy. The army had just won the war. A crowd of people turned away. But I just had to look, having read the book.
Thank you.
WKAVT Los Angeles, on one of the saddest days ever in rock and roll. John Lennon dead at the age of 40. My name is Jim Ladd. The interview at the Doors this evening, part four of the four-part interview, will be postponed, obviously, because of the death of John Lennon. I don't know whether it's the sadness or the rage at the asshole that did it, but I just have still not quite come to believe that John Lennon is gone, a man who has stood for uplifting the human spirit. He stood for enlightenment. He stood for good against evil. He stood for life instead of killing. And like most other major figures that have happened on this planet, who stood for life instead of death, good against the evil, light against the dark, John Lennon was killed for his efforts. A working class hero is something to be, but not in this century.
As soon as you're born, they make you feel small by giving you no time instead of it all. Till the pain is so big you feel nothing at all. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. They hurt you at home and they hit you at school. They hate you if you're clever and they despise a fool. Till you're so fucking crazy you can't follow their rules. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. When they tortured and scared you for 20 odd years, then they expect you to pick a career. When you can't really function, you're so full of fear. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. Keep it dope with religion, sex and TV. And you think you're so clever and classless and free. But you're still fucking peasants as far as I can see. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. There's room at the top, they are telling you still. But first you must learn how to smile as you kill. If you want to be like the folk on the hill. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. If you want to be a hero, well, just follow me. If you want to be a hero, well, just follow me.
Standing in the dark in the past, trying to get to Holland or France. The man in the mask says, you've got to go back. You know they didn't even give us a chance. Like, you know it ain't easy.
into a dream.
To be the one to tell you that John Lennon died tonight in New York City after receiving gunshot wounds from some maniac back there in New York. The man is in custody, as I understand it. What good that's going to do now, I don't know, but we've now lost John Lennon, a man who has changed all of our lives. Whether you like John Lennon or not, he changed your life. Whether you would admit to listening to the Beatles or not, he changed your life. And he is now gone at the age of 40. Our condolences, of course, to Yoko, who was at his side when John passed away. And our heartfelt, sorrow goes out to that lady. And I hope that she will be able to pull herself out of this. For those of you who have been kind enough calling in regards to the Doors special, we are not going to run it tonight out of respect to John Lennon and to Yoko Ono. We will run it again later on this week once we come out of this fog and figure out what the hell we're doing and what the hell the world's about. We will run the Doors special this week, just not tonight. I didn't think it would be appropriate. It is the anniversary of Morrison's birthday, and now from now on it will be known as the day that John Lennon died.
See how it's like. Oh, God.
John Lennon, shot tonight, this night, Monday, outside of his apartment building in New York City. And you read this cold wire copy here to have the facts to pass along to people who want to know. It reads like this. The doctor said that he suffered 7 severe wounds in his chest, back, and forearm. One doctor, Stephen Lynn, said he was sure that John Lennon was killed instantly. So there's something there. Dr. Lynn said that there was significant damage to major blood vessels in John Lennon's chest, and that despite the extensive resuscitation efforts and the transfusions, John Lennon could not be saved, although I'm sure they tried. The police said that they had taken a suspect into custody and described him as a, he quotes, a local screwball, end of quotes, with no apparent motive for shooting John Lennon. Lieutenant John Schick said that he expected the man in his mid-20s to be held through the night, and the officer said that the police are being careful with the case, saying it's as important as the assassination of John F. Kennedy. That is a quote from this police chief, saying that it has important as the assassination of John Kennedy. After word of the shooting spread, hundreds of people gathered outside the entrance to John and Yoko's home, many of them weeping. This is KMET Los Angeles. We are suffering through the passing of one of music's greatest minds, one of music's greatest hearts, and one of music's greatest souls. I just had a phone call from Nancy Wilson from Heart. We were just trying to express to each other sympathies over the telephone, and she said something that I asked if I could pass along in her description of John Lennon. And she said that I could, and it was, this is a paraphrase, that John Lennon was someone who always gave it to us, even though it was a bit painful. We looked to John Lennon when we needed to hear some honesty and some truth, and that we did. This is KMET Los Angeles. John Lennon dead at age 40.
Oh,
take a good lesson from the revolutionary kid and see what the truth gets you. Truth. Before that, the Beatles with Revolution Number One, and we have some further reports in regards to John Lennon from New York City.
Doctors here at Roosevelt Hospital have confirmed that Lennon was shot a number of times in the upper part of his body as he emerged with his wife Yoko Ono from a limousine outside of their West Side Manhattan apartment house. He was rushed by police in a patrol car to the hospital, where doctors attempted to revive him. A number of Lennon fans are waiting outside of the hospital now. Two fans kneeling on the sidewalk, silently saying prayers. Ron Robiak, Roosevelt Hospital, New York. Custody. It doesn't appear the work of a robber, as it is reported that the man just started firing at Lennon as Lennon stepped out of the limousine. Yoko Ono was not hit, and she is at the hospital right now.
I've got a feeling deep inside, oh yeah. A feeling I can't hide, oh no, no. Oh no, oh no. Oh, no. Yeah, yeah.
Everybody pulled the shotgun. Everybody pulled the cool down. Oh, yeah.